Well, Black and White Network, we got some breaking news out of New York City, right outside of the courthouse where Donald Trump is on trial. Now, of course, we knew that it would actually be a media circus outside of the courthouse. And I do believe that all of the jurors are actually selected and opening arguments can actually start on Monday. But boy, we got some news to talk about here, man, because I was absolutely stunned when I saw this video, because apparently a man set himself on fire right outside the courthouse. And apparently this guy is kind of linked to Antifa. Now, I don't know what it is, man, about these crazy leftists. Remember, there was actually the Air Force guy actually set himself on fire in the name of Hamas, Palestine, whatever you want to call it. He killed himself. Now, I'm trying to figure out if this gentleman actually is dead. Can't find out any information on that. But this is another crazy leftist doing something extreme like this. And CNN was actually live on TV while this was actually going on. And they were left in shock by what they saw. And they ended up covering it. And we got the video here. You don't see any burning body parts or anything like that. So don't worry about that. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Man set self on fire in front of Trump courthouse live on CNN. And look at the expression on the faces of the CNN reporters right there. I mean, they pretty much stopped what they were doing and they actually said they can actually smell burning flesh. So they start off here talking about the jury and the trial. Then all of a sudden, everything changes. Watch this.
Have to actually stay or be distant from their families with the thought of potentially having these issues at all. What do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is lit, he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse.
You can see the flames right
there. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting his history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today.
Wow, so we are watching multiple fires really breaking out
around his body and person.
We've
seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as the flame. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as well as an accelerant to put that fire. I smell an actual fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person whose body appears to be on the ground being surrounded by officers. I have multiple officers. I've counted about a dozen officers on the scene. The fire is still burning. It's now in multiple locations. It continues to blaze. We right now have officers removing their coats, trying to surround this person to envelop their body to prevent them from further going into flames. You can smell, I'm sitting here with Evan Perez, you can smell burning flesh. You can smell an accelerant. The flames are continuing to engulf his person. I hear shouts that are coming from across the courtyard. I have people, multiple people running over another fire extinguisher being brought out. This person's body continues to be engulfed in flames. A portion of his body is still engulfed in flames. A yellow smoke is billowing from on top of his person as it is engulfing the officers who are continuing to try to put out these flames that are continuing to emblazon. Now the officers are not visible through the gulf and the cloud of smoke that is happening. This man or this person, we're unable to identify the gender of this person. The body has been engulfed in flames for at least now 30 to 40 seconds. They have a third attempt at extinguishing this person's fire around their body. We have no idea who this person is or the why. A minute before we saw this happen, you heard shouts happening. You saw a Trump flag that was running from the area as screams began to come out. His arm is continuing to be engulfed in flames. I have an EMT officer who is taking off his backpack, trying to put out the fire and render aid. This person's body has now been in flames for over a minute long. Can continue to smell the burning of flesh, a burning of an agent. FDNY is on the scene. An ambulance is behind us as well. NYPD is blocking off the entire area. They're walking away. Gloves are being put on, a barricade around his body. They're looking down at the person. The smoke continues to billow, as also the lingering elements of a flame coming from his body. They're contending another time to remove flames from the area, as now we have multiple, at least three different fire extinguishers are attempting to put out the flames on this person's body. It seems the very end of the flames are now gone, as barricades are around the person. I see no bodily movement from the ground, no movement from a human being on the ground. Officers walking away. In the distance, I can hear an ambulance coming down. And
man, that is crazy. This man did it on purpose, and we do have his identity here. His name is Mats Azzarello. Apparently, he's an anti-fascist, which means he's like a part of Antifa. And he made a final post talking about he wanted to start a revolution. Yeah, these far left communists, man, they are something else, man. These are sick, sick people, man. Really sick. He actually put this out. I guess this is his final words before he went out there and did something like this.
Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution.
Yeah, so you see that right there. This is crazy. This is really, really crazy, man. And I guess, he had a Substack article too, where he said, to my friends and family, witnesses and first responders, I deeply apologize for inflicting this pain upon you, but I assure you it is a drop in the bucket compared to what our government intends to inflict, because these words are true. This is an act of revolution. Yeah, this man is out of his mind. This is not some Trump supporter out there. This man is a leftist, a crazy leftist doing this. Now, I don't know if he's alive or not. I really don't. I think we would have actually gotten word now if he actually passed away, but I'm not really sure. This is crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.